Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Precious Jesus, your majesty, we bow before your throne. We exalt and honor and magnify your holy name. You reign supreme. You reign in majesty tonight. I am asking your hand of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Do us good. We will be careful to honor you and lift you, because thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Zoe life flowing through us. Thank you, by reason of the sacrifice of the cross, we are who we are by the grace of God. Even we should be called the sons of God. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Clap your hands, give him glory. Clap your hands, give him glory. Well, to all of you who are not here on Sunday, we welcome you back to church. It is an honor and a privilege to see all of you one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Get your Bibles and let us work. Somebody put me up on the lights on the background and also on the side, and let's work. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Last Sunday was an awesome time. Three services, W3, F5, A4. I think I enjoyed the last service. It was a brand new service that has been introduced. It was lovely. We give God the glory. Say amen. Amen. Good to see all of you again. And I thank God that by the grace of God, in all this pandemonium and chaos, that the peace of God is keeping you safe and well. Say amen. Amen. You are a blessing. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, settle down, everybody, settle down, settle down. No talking everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Settle down and let's work. Let my spirit connect so that we can, settle down. Protocol, whatever, sound, everything. Settle down. Hallelujah. Praise God. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. There were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, our coming is not to the festival. Our coming is not to reduce the base place. Our coming is not to see people who are friends. Our coming is not to see, oh, it's been a long time. No. That is not our coming. Our coming is not to see Kweufuo, Achimfuo, Fantefuo. No. Our coming is not to see people that can sing well, nice worship, good music. No. Last Sunday, I was telling Pastor Steve, I even want to sing alone. I don't want anybody to sing with it. It's not about the worship. It's not about the voices. The hearts that connect to the throne of God, that is what matters. I want to see the Christ. Let me tell you something. I want you to grab this one. Many people are going to church, but they haven't seen the Christ. Even in this church, it will amaze you that even in this church, hearing all the salvation, redemption, regeneration message, still It will amaze you that there are people still here who follow us on our online ministry, still who don't know Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we cannot overemphasize the scripture. It can never. No, we can't say that. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I look through all the parables of Christ. And I realized that any time that Jesus was addressing the church at that time, were supposed to, the leadership of that church, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, the word hypocrites were not left out, or was not left out. Hypocrites was not left out. The knowing of the Christ cannot be hypocritical. It cannot be acting mimic. Opa, let me give you an opportunity. Let us all live in the same vicinity for an example. You will know that many of us are not born again. Let's live in one place. My father said, this church is a compound house, and we all live here. We all share the same bathroom. We all share the same toilets or lavatories. We all share the same, possibly, compound. For 2 weeks only, most of us will be on our way to hell. I'm telling you. To serve the Lord in this place, you know, somebody just steps on somebody and they cannot stand them. Where is love? Where is love? Where is the Christ that we say we are serving? You know, I believe in the practicality of everything that we are doing, and everybody who wants to serve the Lord, it must be in spirit and in truth. In spirit. In spirit and in truth, not actors, not men. You know, that is why, Pacho, take your seat, please. This, thank you, I appreciate. This is the very reason why, you know, so many marriages are failing. Maybe let me paraphrase it a little bit. So many Christian marriages are failing. Christian marriages. I thought that, you know, I'm supposed to be a Christian husband. I'm not just supposed to be a husband. I'm supposed to be a Christian husband. My wife should be able to look at me as an example of the Christ. I should look at my wife and call her a Christian. If we cannot come to that basic understanding, you mean something is wrong. Then all this thing is just a waste of time. It's a show off to human beings who are not your church, who will never judge you. When we come to Bible study, we come to critical diagnosis of our heart. Hear me. We want to dissect the heart. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ministry have taught me too many lessons. Ministry have taught me too many lessons. What in Bible school they will call human dynamics. Jesus was able to walk with almost about 12 different disciples, the base disciples, 12 of them, and each of them had different, content of character. And yet Jesus was able to deal with all of them. If anybody becomes born again, they know the Lord Christ. At this moment, I am telling you that we are in a sphere of preparation. We are preparing our hearts to meet our King. The Bible calls us the church, the bride of God. Let's look at how a bride is prepared. I don't know about you, but I have seen, you know, preparation of the bride from the Zungo. I have seen almost about 3 weeks, 1 month. They put the woman, the bride, in a room and they prepare you. from your head to your toe. Everything, you know, detail, particle detail is taken into consideration. The church is also the bride of God. And so if somebody is going to be a Maria and they put her in a room and, you know, they even bring feet craft, you know, designers and all the cosmetologists to work on the bride. On the day of her wedding, she comes out, you know, gloriously. Same thing. Your God is coming for you. You must be glorious. I keep saying that. And when Febby on a many pastor just said, Nipano, you know, na ye frushiada. Oh, yeah. And when you possibly let me use the word and when you instead of Anwofe. And when you be on more, when I were a young chair, you know, if I consider, if I say, let's try what we did 2 weeks ago on your wedding again, we will never get it. Because it was not the makeup artist. It was not, you know, the seamstress. It was not the designer. It was the glory of God. The glory comes upon a bride. That is the same glory that the Bible is talking about in our preparation to meet the King, Jesus the Christ. The Bible said he will appear in the skies and everybody will see him. I like it, you know, how the scriptures has made it very clear. You know, Eric, watch on the same because this thing is distorting our recordings. Reduce the bass drastically and bring the highs up. Let's hear my real voice. Hallelujah. So some of these things are very, very integral. And everybody in this place will have to know and understand. That was what he was talking about in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24 downwards. It's very integral. This particular scripture will be very integral to everybody who wants to grow in the Lord and bear fruit. Be our person so about then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will want to come after me, in other words, if any man wants a relationship with me, if any man wants to be my own, my child, my bride, let him first deny himself. Selfishness, self-centeredness, self-aggrandizement, it should be gone. Self must be taken out. Self. Self is what is denying so many relationships and marriages. You love church. You come. That is why when there was a lockdown, you know, because you love church and that is why you are here. But there are people sitting here when they close church, they begin to go into a mixed feeling because they are in a relationship with somebody and this person is not treating them well. And all the whole show between them is self. Self. Sometimes when I sit, Steve, and I'm listening to a couple, we can't say, then I realize that they are all refusing to let go of self. Self! You will be Jimmy, will be Yanseni. Yeah, you will be Jimmy, will be Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My name is your bonism. The reason is because if you want, it is not only marriage. If you want even a business relationship to work, you will be Jimmy. And that, in quote, will be Jimmy, you know, simply means that somebody will have to let go of ego. Ego. It will have to let go. That is self. Self. That is why Ephesians, Apostle Paul was saying, we should esteem each other better than ourselves. Because they that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. Self! Take it out. And so in verse number 25 of that same particular scripture, he went further and was saying that whosoever will save his life will lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake will save it.
And then he asked a question, all time. Nice question. If a man gains the whole world and loses his soul,
we prophesied over you and prayed for you, laid hands on you, and so on and so forth. He is asking a very dominant question. What shall he gain? A business term. If a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, for whatsoever. No. Move to verse number 20. Who is there? That's why. Please focus. In verse number 26, that question is predominant. What will it profit a man? What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Sir John has so many SUVs packed in his house. When Honorable J.B. Danko Edu was killed, there were 4 SUVs packed in his house. 2 Land Cruiser V8 vehicles, 1 Lexus V8 vehicle, and there was a 4th V8 packed same time. By now, one more chair and one more chair tree, I said. Jesus, the architect of faith, the founder of Christianity, is asking, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, in other words, if that man has not salvation in his spirit, eternal life is not an asset. The question is, what shall he gain? Good question. Look at how, interestingly, the Bible puts it, in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse number 6. Very, very serious. He said, whosoever abided in Jesus, whosoever sinned had not seen him, neither has known him. You haven't seen him. You don't know him. So there are 2 things here. You haven't seen him. Seen him. That is the same word that was used in John chapter 3. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see. So he is talking about revelation. Everybody say revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. We catch them and say, we are we know now that Kakawa. Now, my name is details. We must have. And you may be bad. It has not been detailed. It has not yet been detailed. As I speak to you right now, the president of Brazil is tested of COVID-19 positive. And, he is now blaming World Health Organization after he went about hugging supporters of campaign. Now we got to blame somebody. Very interesting. The world have taught us to forget about eternal life.
The world is increasingly telling us it is religion. Focus and, you know, build your life and whatever, whatever, you know, and all that. Before COVID-19, there was a teaching in this country that was saying that if you wake up in the morning, the number one thing that you need to think about is money. Before COVID-19, there was a teaching in this country circulating around that if you wake up in the morning as a young man and a young woman, the number one thing you should think about is money. Jesus is also saying when you wake up in the morning, you need to think about the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. Say, why do you not pass you to you? Why do you not pass you to you? Because you have really cast him to go pesca. And a year soon, so I'm sorry, you are here, you know. More you are here, you know, I'm discovering Pimo. So, remember, be a D. Remember, cash. And my way, my papa, I want the papa, I'll be in your P. Because, you know, baby, I didn't know. I mean, life is a very serious thing. I was shooting me and me at the end. My salvation, in fact, near grow. Opa, imediye jumem enhame. But in patia diye, ehwi hiyame pa. Yenu yabi ya niye nene te bongro moha. Charles. Amazing guy. You know, and run you see in the US. Lovely guy, sweet guy, you know. On na ministry, isu na kwa abrochiri. Abeda niye wo, abeka presbina. A very sweet young man. And then suddenly, you know, they laid him in state for viewing in a funeral home. So I asked that they brought me pictures of him. And they brought me pictures. I looked at him, very sweet guy, early 50s, 52, 53, in a coffin. Put him in a casket, nice casket. Videos. I wanted to see videos. And they brought me videos. The video came to me around 2 a.m. I opened up the video. I watched. They put a video on his body by his graveyard. We were just going to lower the thing to go down before they close it. Just about 30 people attended his funeral or less. If he said, Job chapter 7 makes a very interesting submission in chapter 7 from verse 1. Enya kudie ene da homa da seni nina te se peni ubi beji adopa ebrenu a ubi adopa no sabre na di hunu neho. If you hire a mason or a bricklayer to work for you, it is only the period of his high that he's going to show up. When his high or contract is expired, they will not be there. Same as life. Pani adwuma so a ontena honye bibio. Pedi enintio ene nipa netio. Me pese wuti asem ni yepa. Hwe uba betena ha. Christ no wa fa no no. Esom fa so de ene hum ebu adisia de ene yesua. Iwiase de noise, noise. Noise. Isaiah 66. Now we'll come with some. What's my tip? And maybe we'll croom. And you who yet? There is noise. Yeah. There is noise in the city. The voice of noise. Voice of noise. You will have to, you know, it's not part of my submission.
Isaiah 66, and let's read from verse number 6. Now, he said, there is a voice of noise in the city, and the voice of the Lord, the voice from the temple, will be a voice of the Lord. So in the temple, we are hearing God's voice. But noise, the world is talking noise. One share, you will be swayed, digressed. You will go off the path. If you are not careful, you will just go off. See, that is why the Bible was talking about in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 23. The Bible was talking about something very profound. Very profound. It said, if you continue in faith, grounded and settled, and not be moved away. The problem right now with the Christians, base is so high, sir. The problem with the Christians is, I'm telling you, it is moving away. Why? Yeah, why? Never did Tim Becker so much. Who baby D and Yemate say, you know, near be D, near a beshe, and nominate with the Echidia, me say, Ungaji, a bet tough form. A bet tough form. Meaning, at the end of the day, your destiny will either be heaven or hell. Let's look at the end. The beginning of a matter, the beginning of a thing, the Bible said, does not matter. It is the end thereof. It is the end thereof. The beginning of a thing does not really matter. The end thereof. Ending. Oh, be better to me, I shall see you. Come on. Still, they do not want to listen. But look at that scripture again. I want us to, you know, Colossians 1, 20, 23. If you continue in faith, grounded and settled. You need to be grounded. Hey, we'll be aware grounded, no? That is the person who the Bible talked about in Romans chapter 8, verse 38. That is the person. Grounded, settled. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, powers or things present or things to come. The Bible said in verse number 39, very interesting, no heights, nor depths, nor, you know, other creature will not be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Obi Papa befe Christo, they are connected in love. It's a love relationship. Just like if somebody loves you, they can walk from here to your house without even realizing they were walking in the sphere of love. Odonintida. Obi Papa befe Christo, what do you urade? Abe dunyame. Enyesi nyame kune do. Wunsu udunyame. I can promise you. Sir, yen ye ti dem he. Wa hem nchichi mu adu owotwe. E ba ba biji na. Put it in different versions. Let's hear exactly what the scriptures is going to say.
Nina!
No, the other one. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 23. Let's study.
You must, of course, continue faithful on a firm and sure foundation. And must not allow yourselves to be shaken. At the moment,
when you are 2,000 Ghana cedis, say, or 1,000, 100 cedis, why
say you will transport? It took a tenao, that's a what you see or no, I told you, Jamua to be a man for the problem. And now, Carbengua.
It was an opawu kwa wutam niakano na tifrogun chena de ko.
Ewia was wobi ya soja wasi jeme fro ikani shemame. Because faith is being shaken. Menam kachiro.
Faith is being shaken to say James chapter 1 verse number 3. Jidiye woso. Jidiye woso. Yeah. Highlight trying of your faith. Highlight trying of your faith.
The trying of our faith is what is being transpired right now in the pursuit right now. Trying of your faith.
Honey, why are you here?
Because.
Unti ya bill bi ena wama chono letter. Kurobre madi ya nipe chiri wubia wati na emu hayeni hiya air pressure. Ubidi uka kacha nse na meka.
Pastor Paul was just reminding me. Se papa, mi rent no. Na msikachi le fiura ane sema umampeni ya shemara. Ebre ye naik danka. Waya mema ama sama ya prisi fuwa loo kono. Praise the name of the Lord.
Trying of our faith. It didn't work kind of say, mwuremu huye be take heed.
Be careful, lest at any time your hearts are going to be overcharged with suffering, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. At the end of our baby, he came onto the world unawares. But I'm only reminding you that this can never be unawares when the Bible had already talked about in 2 Timothy chapter number, what is saying, 3 verse number 1, 2 Timothy, the third chapter. He said, now I want you to be in the knowledge that in the last days, difficult times shall come.
Difficult times, really, difficult times.
I'm not joking.
Wouldn't say any baby tea, I bear Sabosumen and Yintiomkara.
Serious.
It will be an unconfined tight in Niagara. Somebody that never joke with his tie.
Now
have defaulted ties for over 4 months.
Or no, or two, or no, they are worried because they feel they are not being faithful to God.
Obi on Mugrano about sorry, now you're two of you, maybe I know Yare.
Because we give or do you rate. But your faith is shaking. It is shaking.
Let's go back to Colossians chapter 1. We're learning something very profound in GNT. Listen to how he puts it in this particular thing. In GNT, in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 23, the Bible is making a very great submission. It said that you know, a sure foundation that you must not allow yourself to be shaking from the hope you gain when you heard the gospel. This is serious. When you heard the gospel, yeah, it is of this gospel that I, Paul, became a servant, that this gospel, which has been preached to everybody in the world,
As a matter of fact, when you come down, I think to verse number 25, he was talking about that this gospel is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then he pronounced in verse number 28 something very profound. Let's look at 26, possibly the quote I just made. 26, go further. I'm not seeing it, maybe in a different version. 27. I can't see that. 28 and then change the version quickly, and that's work. And teaching every man in all wisdom that one day we will present all of you spotless before the Lord. One day we want to present you. As soon as he's been training here, I present them before you, spotless, wrinkleless. Jesus said, among all that you gave me, I have never lost anybody. Here are they. This is the kind of life that I'm praying for. So we are not only preaching and admonishing you, he said we should also warn you. Warn them! Warning every man when you be a freedom, teaching them. So it's not only teach them, it's also warn them that God hates divorce. I wish I can let you understand that God hates divorce. You should have known that better before proposing. I'm telling you. The young men and young women in this place, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord. Please, don't make a mistake. That is why as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Life is short to be making too many mistakes. That is why we hear good teaching, in-depth kingdom apostolic teaching. That will be what he hates. Everything that the Lord will do in your life is all, you know, encapsulated in a stipulated period of time. Life from the breakthroughs, the lifting, the healing, the deliverance, the fulfillment of prophecy, the elevation. He will spread your name all over the world and make you a blessing. And you are going to, you know, live blessed life, you know, a blessed life and all that. Oh! Within a stipulated period of time. As a pastor, I can look at them, and especially when people that are gifted, they come very, they want to do something for the Lord. Give them time. This Monday, I was preaching on Vision 1 with Reverend Anel. I said, you know, seven things that God will give you in this life. Seven. Number one is life itself. Anyone come at you? Because as you are sitting here, all those seven things are with you. So you don't have any excuse not succeeding. Number one is life itself. Number two is training. When you be God puts you in training. Life itself is a trainer. The things you will go through will train you. So he takes you through experiences that will, the experiences will be your lessons, and that will be your training. Number three, the Lord gives you ideas. Zoom Lion was an idea. Despite Media was an idea. Facebook was an idea. Twitter was an idea. Instagram was an idea. God will give you ideas. Number three. Number four. After giving you ideas, he gives you opportunity. Because your ideas can never come to the light without opportunity. So in order for your, you know, your ideas to gain expression, he will have to open doors of opportunity to you. And that's why I keep saying that the best preachers are not us. The best prophets are not us. The best footballers are not the ones you know. The best singers are not the ones you hear. The best ones never get the opportunity. It's the truth. The most beautiful girls never get the opportunity to be in a pageantry. Malaika, Mix, Lux, Universe, whatever. They don't get the opportunity to be there. The people that receive, from Grammys, Oscars, Satma, Crowns, and then Yamuya, Wagana, Heno, I'm telling you, the best people who should have come to collect, they don't get the opportunity to come and receive them. Yeah. Number five, he grants you favor. God will just put you in the heart of somebody, and the person will love you and appreciate you, and you think about it, and you don't understand. And so the grace of God will, and give you all that. Favor! The Lord will do that. Number six, time. Time. Everything is happening in a sphere of time. Whether you accept Christ or not, whether you believe in him or not, whether you celebrate him or not, your time is ticking. Time. 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 I believe that so many people who died, and you feel that your death was premature, I only believe they ran out of time. They wanted to do more, but their time had exhausted. Time. And I said, in all this, God is trying to tell you something. Having given you all this, Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 14 is in the picture. It hasn't gone anywhere. Everybody, whether with all these things happening, all these things happening, you don't have a continuing city in this place. The seventh thing that the Lord does, he grants you wisdom. Number seven, he grants you wisdom. Knowledge. There are four kinds of knowledge. Sense knowledge, if you understand. Cognitive knowledge. Or academic intellectual knowledge, school nyansa. Experiential knowledge, and what we call revelation knowledge. Knowledge that comes by the Spirit of God. God grants you knowledge, grants you understanding inside, is the seventh thing that he gives you. Those are the faculties where you make choices and decisions. Very important. But in all that, all these assets, it is in this knowledge that you can have things like, articulation, oratorical funners, linguistical ability, power of presentation. These are where you get all those things. Linguistical people who are bilinguals, multilinguals, and all that. You speak more than two languages. It's an asset. It's a big blessing. You play the instrument. It's an asset. It's a blessing that God has given to you. Gift is what I'm calling wisdom. Talent is what I'm calling wisdom. God will give that to you also. To be able to sing very, articulately, to be able to, your beauty is an asset. It's a talent, it's a gift, it's an allegiance, something that the Lord has given you. Let's say that I am a secular musician. God has given me an ability, or let's say that I'm a musician in general. I make a choice what kind of music I will want to do. At the end of the day, the Lord is going to judge me for everything that he gave me. I choose to sing for the devil or sing for God. I tell Steve all the time, and tonight I'm saying it again. Music is a spirit. Music is a spirit. And there are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. So I ask you, the music on your phone right now, which spirit is that? It's just a question. Tell me, which spirit is that? You will not buy a Bible. You can download music. That is the kind of people we have now. It's very interesting. I like that particular thing that Hackman did for us. You know, Jesus is trending. Jesus, rather, is the Christians want to know the secular celebrity making news. Christiano, they want to know who had more votes. You have forgotten Colossians chapter 1. You have forgotten, as a matter of fact, chapter 3. Verse number 1, Colossians 3, 1. Look at how the Bible puts it. Yeah, he said, if you are risen with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is seated. Not who is trending. If you want to know who is trending, Jesus is trending from morning to morning. Jesus is the one trending. Not all these funny people. Christ, he is the one trending. Seriously. Whoop, it will be a world trend. He is. I'm telling you, he is. He is. Steve, may say, Sunday I was telling, I don't remember which of the services, but Hagman, I said to God's people, whether you believe in him or not, he will judge you. Whether you are rich or not, he will judge you. Whether you make it or not, he will judge you. Whether you break through or not, he will judge you. Whether you marry or not, God will judge you. Whether you become successful or not, God will judge you. Whether you travel abroad or not, God will judge you. Whether you buy cars, build houses, and live or not, God will judge you. No matter what your situation, you will face the judgment seat of Christ. Finish. Finish. I mean, to be blessed is a choice. To be saved is a necessity. A necessity, but to be blessed is a choice. I said before you, good and evil, blessing and cursing. And I'm urging you to choose. It's a choice. That word choose is the same word we get the word choice from. It is young men and young women. You know, what are your choices? These are some of the things that we should be able to. We should be able to follow. Your word. Yeah. We don't have to be joking with it. Whilst I'm closing, you know, I'm bringing my message to his people, I would like to, you know, finish up with that particular thing in Colossians chapter 1:23, you know, and then we are off. It was a nice thing. No. You must be grounded and settled. I'm telling you. That is why the Bible is telling you to be content. All this wrangling in the world. Wait time, wait. And people are talking. Often times it's because they are destroying somebody. I'm telling you. There are some programs I don't watch. I will never watch. I don't care who is there. I don't watch it. Period. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. I mean, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8 tells me, you know, finally, what brethren, whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are true, first of all. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, and lovely. The things that are of a good report. Look at the way bad news spreads. I woke up this morning, he said, as someone see, also have tested positive coronavirus. And then when I finished praying late in the afternoon, I because somebody is positive coronavirus. It's coming to you very soon. People want to follow nonsense. Yes, we put somebody on the days. Let's destroy him. He is this. She is that. She's done this. She's done that. And people are rejoicing because that is the spirit of the black person. They want to just destroy. But the Bible is already there. You need to be grounded in Christ, in love. Everything that is written in Galatians chapter 5:22 is your business. Love, patience, kindness, self-control, temperance. These things are the one fueling your eternal life. It's fueling you. What do you do? Preaching on me, preaching. If anybody is living by all this, automatically they are the best husband, best wife, best father, best, you know, whatever, you know, employer, employee, whatever. They are the best politician and all that. You are going to be great. Nasi apunya miya samwa. You know, baby. Let me tell you that God has never denied anybody daily bread. All things work together for good to them that love God. All things, the good, the bad, the ugly, it works together for their good. Let me pause a little bit and make it. Yeah? It told that in to me yet in many parts. The Lord never promised you that, you know, there were not going to be challenges. Challenges are going to come. The Bible said in the day of adversity, if you faint or fall, your strength was small. What we are doing here is building up strength for the day of adversity. Yeah. In the day of adversity, you can be empowered to stand. Because we don't have a continuing city here. There are going to be Christians, preachers, pastors, prophets, apostles that are going to have challenges even in your marriage, in your families. But it determines, it depends on what you do in that kind of sphere. Oh yeah, I like that. Now we are working. Now we are in business. Now we are in business. Yeah, first, now we are in business. You are serious now. The book quotation, the antosomy, quotation, no baby, a year free. If thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Need to be empowered. Not everybody is going to have a husband that is going to be matured from the beginning. Many husbands start very rough. Not know how to treat women. They don't know how to, you know, all those things are going to begin. Say amen. Yeah. The Lord is expecting us to preach the gospel. Not just me. You. Matthew chapter number, what they say, 28 verse number 19. Very, very clearly. I've been sent. Sister Heaven, pray. Strive to enter into the straight gate. For narrow is the way. Yeah, strive and you pray. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. This one belongs to every Christian. You are a missionary Christian. Wake up and strengthen yourself. And go and do what the Lord is saying for you to go and do. You know, rather than be a you know, teach all nations. They run, as I finish, I would like to say, you know, when
we had not opened church yet at the time, and people were talking about churches open, but people don't want to go to the church. What matter if you? No, what matter if you?
Adiana, you want to go to your word, man? It won't go on, I say.
Would you meet that road from Google, man?
Mangrofon, who me goose. Obi timi damana no so nsu otigu so ane koro zomi koro zomi koro en wache koro nzomi en wate
wa bangraga se nzuraso tenefie
ye pre strive
to enter. Are you serious? Sunday, I was telling everybody, you know, who came up. It's a matter of strife. Strife.
Strife to enter. It is a very important scripture.
Luke chapter 13, 24. This particular scripture, I will leave it with you, and then we are going to close and go.
Strife!
Put it in a different version, and let's see what the word strife will look like.
Do your best to go through the narrow door, because many people will surely try. A binomo will try, but
will not be able. Another version, very quickly, let's work. Look at this. Let me tell you, in all people having marital problems, people having financial difficulties, people having challenges with their jobs, people having promise and fail and all that kind of thing, at the same time, oh,
or say strive. Same time. Your wife is misbehaving. Your husband is misbehaving. Whilst you are praying and trusting God, at the same time, strive. Because your decisions and choices will determine whether you are going in with the Lord or not. That is why he said, deny yourself. It's a baggage. Excess baggage, our problem. I'm telling you.
Can you just imagine that if you refuse to put your baggages under the aircraft and you are trying to take all your bags into the air, you know, into the air cabin? This is how many Christians look like. They are carrying baggages on their head. They are carrying hand baggages, and you know, it's falling off. They are carrying it back, and they are trying to enter into the air cabin. It doesn't work that way. Take off the baggage,
like pain, like unforgiveness, like greed, like jealousy, like envy. Take it off! Take it off!
Forget about legarabahasha. It doesn't go anywhere. Don't be hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be hypocritical.
Libra des katimarakaha.
Even the devil knows it's not going anywhere. I'm just talking to you about practical teaching. When you be in Gaza for 2 years, now see me break it, devil. No, break your heart.
Break your own heart.
I'm talking to you. Break your own heart.
You can't share.
I'm asking the husbands tell me, don't tell my wife to encourage my wife to check my phone. But you have not stopped checking your wife's drawers. Didn't it? Why are
you telling? Why is the marriage counselor telling the wife, stop checking your husband's phone? But your husband have not checked, stop checking your drawers.
The Bible said they are one flesh. One flesh. Transparency. Not lies. Not exaggerations. That is why your marriages are not working. Too many lies. Too many cover-ups.
Why do you have all these funny pictures on your phone? Why? Only one band a tea, DNT, and a worry about from only Emma will phones. Why? I don't understand this sixth generation will be to me because Chowlu for bre photo breve. And not me person, maybe, sir. A DA and the world will be hearing you for whoever pay me phone. So I'm only teaching you the word of God. Because anybody that takes these teachings, once you stand in truth, power comes out, the devil vanish. I'm telling you, you don't need to stretch yourself too much. I break will not be necessary. The enemy will advise himself. It's a high no-go area. Keep off Holy Ghost zone. This is a Holy Ghost territory. Keep off. Hallelujah. I finish up with, you know, two different scriptures, and then we go to prayer, and then we are closer. Say amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 10. That is the first one. Hebrews 11, 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 10. The Bible said, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Ubiti me advocate my football, ubiti me advocate my breast cancer, nina yeah, it's good, ubiti me advocate my global warming, climate change, it's all good for you to, you know, advocate and champion the campaign HIV AIDS advocacy, it's good. Coronavirus COVID-19 advocacy, it's good. But I champion for Christ. I champion for Christ. I'm telling you, I speak for the Christ, for his kingdom. I preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is my message. That is my mission. Bring the lost sheep into the fold of Christ. As I close, tomorrow we are having a special time of prayer and fasting, revelations and ministrations at Achimota Girls, guys. Time, 9 o'clock to 11 sharp. Join, the grace of God will touch you. But before we go home, I want you to understand, as you are thinking of daily bread, think of a city which was not built with hands. Whose builder and maker is God. The city has foundations. Whether you believe it or not, I'm telling you, you've never been to America before, but you believe it's there. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. I'm telling you. Very quick, I would like to, you know, finish up with Romans chapter 5, verse 17. We read it in the last service last Sunday. And this is it. He said, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, how much more they which receive, listen to that, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Those people, they shall reign in this life. On earth, the people that are going to reign are not the people who work with sweat. No, it is the people who work smart with abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Obife Christa, the moment Christ lives in you by his spirit, abundance of grace becomes your portion and the gift of righteousness. Abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It becomes an asset. Abundance of grace, let's say that I'm a carpenter. I take abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness there. The music in the environment, it matters. How I speak to people, it matters. How I relate to people, it matters. If I want my business to thrive, I need to watch out, you know, that I'm not going to abuse the grace, and the gift of righteousness must be activated. Not that I am going to, you know, in my workplace, open the radio or the music, you know, Adiza, Jamato, Salamato, Anya, Salamato, and you listen to all those profanity. And then when you leave and come to church and we are lifting, we worship you. So Salamato is in your spirit. And we worshiping you is also in your spirit. So my point is, who truly are you? Who are you? Seriously. It will amaze you that we'll be to me a free communion service. Why not Rasta Freno? Hey, chick, where you dey? Me kwa sorry. Report here. From communion! That is why we have so many people, no husband. And they see nothing wrong with that. I'm still encouraging you. Roxen and his wife, they are blessed. Their wedding was blessed on Sunday at the third service. A4, we blessed the marriage. On my engagement, that they wanted to just bring their marriage to the altar to be blessed. And we did it beautifully. It hasn't cost anything. As a matter of fact, for them, we even paid for AMA registration for them. Because we want to encourage people to get this thing done. I'm telling you. Balabasta. Somebody was telling the story. Obi Balabasta. When you be a blood covenant. We shall. Heaven one could be any mwangwa. I'm telling you. I'm Kobi and Yamnoa. We shall. One more. It is a Kurunkuran Guamusuari and Waguamusokrano. It doesn't mean that they are not going to meet challenges. Now, all blood covenant. Wagas have been no. Bala basta to meet Chow. Now, boy, I said Chanaho. I see me and Famum. Send me doa doa do. Love is of God. He that have God has love. Without God, you can't love a son. If the Christ does not live in you, there is no love. You can be cruel, you will be wicked because you don't know the Christ. And one thing will be one more new Nirinya Kazakasa, Nini Kunya Kazakasa, Niri Jimmy, Nikunu Jimmy. But a dog Christo Dono, Unyanwa Botere, or Tonebua Sewanaho, Kakrakra, Ebessa, and Yesada. Tia Seer will be a Christ in Munyamishuru. The fear of God is there. I fear God, so I will not hurt you. Look at the things he said about love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4, that was. Love is kind. Oh, yeah. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. This is what he said about love. Profound. He said, love suffered long. It is kind. Put it in a different version. Yeah. Love never gives up. Love cares for others than for itself or for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Interesting. I like that. Love doesn't instruct, doesn't have, you know, a swelled head. Next verse. In verse number 5, it doesn't force itself on others. Don't force yourself on people. Sorry, me, uncle. Oh, don't see a patch. Huh? Praise the name of the Lord. When you are here in God's time, He makes all things beautiful. In God's time, don't beg for people to love you. Don't push yourself on people. If they don't want you, they don't want it's cool. It's fine. In this life, there are three kinds of people that will come into your life. Some for a season, some for a reason, some for a lifetime. The people who come for a reason, they will leave when that reason is over. The people that come for a season, they will leave when that season is over. It is only the people that are going to remain for a lifetime. So stop trying to keep everybody. Some will leave, let them go. Hallelujah. Some will leave. Let them go. Obi wo ho no mu a wo gya in a relationship. You should come to church on Sunday and thank God. Minda boshinche. Hallelujah. Put the scripture back. Maybe let's finish up. Love doesn't force itself on others. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first? Doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others. TMEA. It does not keep scores of the sins of others. I want to make it to heaven. I want to see the Lord. Love people and love God and serve Him in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you. Jonathan, heaven is real. Heaven is real. And it's the reward of the things we are doing on earth. Amen. The two hands are lifted up.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
On your chest, we want to rededicate our hearts to the Lord. We're asking Him to crown us. We want our feet to be grounded and settled in Christ. Grounded and settled in Christ. No matter what happens in the world, let not come away we are seeing. Your faith must be grounded and settled in Christ. I want to make heaven. channels. Tell the Holy Spirit to fill you. The Bible said, and Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of, come on, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Two hands on your chest. Every request you came into the presence of the Lord with, there is nothing too hard for God. In all these obscure times, the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19, God knows them that are his. The Lord knows how to deliver the righteous. In the book of Peter, the Bible makes it very, the Lord knows how to take care of his own. Bring it before the throne of God in the next 2 minutes. Come on, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard. Nothing too hard. Zilo Kokota. Pilagale Bahania Ufine Kosh. Let's finish up with this. Hold me close and let your love surround me. Oh, yeah. Draw me to your. Rise up like the eagle and now so with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of the Lord. Hold me close, hold me close, and let your love surround me. Draw me to your side. Oh, and now, as I will, I'll rise up like the eagle, and now I'm so with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power. And I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Oh, and I will soar with you.
Your spirit leads me by
the power of your
love. I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among many that are sanctified. May you go in the power of God, in the presence of God. Let everything work in your favor. You are the first and not the last, above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom. And the pebiamo, and pebiya wakumanda so. Every day we manage them. In video biya Jesus mu yehu abe yehu efrim. Asida ni Jesus edimo. The one in Israel, one tongue, one God Almighty will come through for you. He said, "You will be Israel managing." So we just fed them just the manner. God will go with you as a pillar of fire and cloud by day and night, respectively. You will never miss your season. And therefore, I declare all the things that the Lord gives, life itself, and ideas, and favor, and time, and all the things like opportunity, and the things that comes like gift, talent, opportunities, and wisdom. May God grant you increasing measures, overflowing measures. You never falter. May you never fall. May nothing move you. Oh yeah, may no, may say, and found said your area may dinner, and found said your market may a rough, and found said your juma may a rough, and found said your sikao may a dinner, and found said your kuko di beba. God will take care of you. In the name of Jesus. Today is the seventh day of the seventh month of the 20th and 20th year. I declare in the name of Jesus, the perfection of the order of God, the goodness and the overflow of Almighty God. May it locate you. May the favor of God locate you. May the strength of God locate you. May the anointing of the Holy Ghost locate you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, may you rise up and soar as an eagle. In the name of Jesus, you will never lack. You will never be disappointed. Your head will not lack oil. The Lord will increase you and maximize you and increase everything that you do. You will flourish on every side. In the name of Jesus, I declare the covenant blessings of Inshiramu Inshiramkwa upon you. You will never, never miss that which God does and gives. You are favored from now until the coming of the Christ. I commend you to God, to the word of his grace. I commend you to the benevolence of God. I commend you to the riches of God that are in Christ Jesus. Receive blessings. Receive favor. Oh yeah. Receive the glory of God. Receive fresh anointing. Who is discouraged? Receive fresh strength. May the Lord strengthen you again. May the Lord empower you and lift you up to stand for the Lord. There is work to do. In Jesus' name, I declare you will not die before your time. You will live, prosper, and declare the works of God. May the Lord favor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Wow.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.